General Alexander, if I might turn to you initially, and the recently released documents that lay out the FISA court's interpretation of relevance in the context of Section 215 to mean that the government can collect the phone records of millions of Americans on a daily, ongoing basis. If I could, I'd like to ask you three quick yes or no questions. Under the FISA court's analysis, are there upper limits on the number of telephone records you can collect? Is it the goal of the NSA to collect the phone records of all Americans? And finally, do you believe that the court's analysis gives the NSA the authority to collect other kinds of bulk records in addition to telephone records? Again, if you could give me a yes or no answer to those three questions, I would appreciate it.
And I'm going to ask, because I'm not a lawyer, reading the opinion, I'll give you the answer, but I would ask the Deputy Attorney General to make sure that I say each of these exactly right, if we could.
Sir.
To my knowledge, there is no upper limit. No. I'm not sure what your second question was. I was trying to write that down. I got your third one.
Is it the goal of the NSA to collect the phone records of all Americans? You talk about building a haystack.
Yeah,
you want
yeah.
the haystack to be the ultimate size.
I believe it is in the nation's best interest to put all the phone records into a lockbox that we could search when the nation needs to do it. Yes.
So we would collect all those.
And the reason and the way we do it and the way we comply would ensure better security for this nation. So the oversight and compliance regime that we have is going to be key to that. And does this give us the authority to collect other records? Well, as I noted, footnote number 5, the court has said, hold off. If you want to do cell site data or plan to do that, you have to come back to the court. Did I answer those right?
Well, as you know, business records can be defined to be financial statements, utility bills. The list is a long list, and I think there's legitimate concern on the part of Americans as to what could be collected.
I think there is a legitimate concern, Senator, on that, and I think that the FISA Court 215 opinion doesn't allow any kind of record to be collected in bulk. If you look at the opinion, what it really hinges on is what it is we're looking for in the first place. This is what relevance ultimately goes to. To find the kinds of telephone calls between people who are reasonably believed to be involved in terrorist activities with certain organizations and the people who they're associated with, the court said the only reasonable way you can do that is by collecting all of these records so that you have that haystack to look through, and you only look through the parts you have reason to look at.